Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Skip Judsa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Forsch. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Forsch. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie McAnally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Ernie McAnally. And now, play ball. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards right. Wynn fields it and throws to second to catch Hunt for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Singleton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson strikes out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Astros. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella takes first base on ball four. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally bunts towards the mound. Forsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Bacabella moves to second. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt takes first base on ball four. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Forsh covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Astros 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley strikes out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Day hits a line drive into left field. Watson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Watson. Singleton goes all the way around to score. Day moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Expos. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bailey strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Citino settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Citino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Citino is 0-for-1 in the game. Citino hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Expos. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley misplays the ball. That's an error on Foley. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Foley. Watson moves to second. Pepe Frias now playing shortstop. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 1 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 2. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie McAnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAnally is 0 for 0 in the game. McAnally hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McAnally moves to second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McAnally scores. Hunt moves to second. It's 4-2, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Helms scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0 for 1 in the game. Jutza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Forsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Forsh for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Astros 2. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Singleton for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Day hits a line drive into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Astros, 4, Expos, 4. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Watson moves to second. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Frias fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Frias. Watson moves to third. Rader moves to second. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-2 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0-for-2 in the game. Jutza hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Watson tags and scores. Rader tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Astros. Ken Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0-for-2 in the game. Forsh hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Stinson pinch hits for Ernie McAnally. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 4. The Astros will come to bat. Pat Jarvis now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzger bunts towards first. Jorgensen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Cedeno hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Watson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive towards third. Rader reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Singleton moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Singleton moves to third. Day moves to second. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 1 in the game. Frias hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Singleton scores. Day scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 6-5, Expos. J.R. Richard now pitching. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bacabella takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to third. Frias moves to second. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Pat Jarvis. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden takes first base on ball 4. Bailey scores. Frias moves to third. Bacabella moves to second. It's 7-5, Expos. Jim York now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day, who is chasing the ball. May reaches third base with a triple. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0 for 3 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into left field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Jutza hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. May scores. It's 7-6, Expos. Bob Gallagher pinch hits for Jim York. Bob Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jutza moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Astros 6. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry Ruse now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 4 in the game. Fairley hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Ron Woods pinch hits for Boots Day. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Astros 6. The Astros will come to bat. Clyde Mayshore now playing left field. Ron Woods now playing center field. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzger bunts towards the mound. Marshall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzger moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzger scores. Cedeno moves to third. Watson moves to second. It's Astros, 7, Expos, 7. Tommy Agee pinch runs for Bob Watson. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. May hits a fly ball into center field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-4 in the game. Helms hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cedeno scores. Agee scores. There goes Rader trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Helms moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-7, Astros. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Jutza is walked intentionally. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Expos 7. The Expos will come to bat. Tommy Agee now playing left field. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger misplays the ball. That's an error on Metzger. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 9, and Montreal Expos, 7. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.